This podcast is about a man whose job was to lower the ramp during the first wave at Omaha Beach in World War II. John, a 17-year-old boy, decided to join the war because of the attack on Pearl Harbor. He had one main job of opening the back of the boat to let people in and out. He was traumatized from machine guns. This is his story.
What was it like the first time you came home?
The first time I had liberty, I couldn't wait to go home to see my mom. I had 2 weeks. And I went there, and the first day I was very happy. I saw my mom and my brothers and sisters. The next day, my mom went to work. My kid brother went to school. My dad went to work. And there was nobody in my neighborhood my age because they were all in service. And I was lost. I couldn't.
Did you feel too young to go into the service?
You're all kids. We were too young to drink. We were too young to vote. We were too young to die.
What happened in the first wave?
This is the first wave. So when I dropped the ramp, the Germans had 14 machine guns, G-42 machine guns, capable of 160 rounds a minute. When I dropped the ramp, all those machine guns opened up. And the front of my boat, 7, 8, 10, 15 kids, I don't know, they just went down like you're cutting wheat.
Why did the stragglers not want to stay in the front of the boat?
There was two kids, stragglers, I call them stragglers. They kept back because they didn't want to be in the front of the boat because they knew they would die. So they stayed back. And they stayed near me, which is a bad thing because there's the machine guns on the beach. There was a machine gun in the hill. And they were shooting down.
When you were trying to leave the island, were there any obstacles?
There was mines in the water. And we were right in the middle of them. And there was telephone poles. And the top of the telephone poles was the mine. Just sitting there. It wasn't nailed down or screwed down. It was just sitting on top of the telephone pole. If your boat nudged that telephone pole, the mine would come in your boat, killing everybody.
What did the naval officer say to you before your last trips?
Those machine guns can only fire so long. Then they have to change the barrel. You wait. And when they're changing the barrel, that's when you drop the ramp again.
Before we end this podcast, do you have anything to say to anyone who might be listening?
I'm saying to these kids that are dead, forgive me for walking over you.
Thank you for listening.
Tune in next Tuesday.